Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, Pabon, P-A-B-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Pabon as described in my report as 7-16-19. He's now a 58-year-old male who recounts he was injured at work on 2-9-18. Pretty was driving his way into Philadelphia with a patient. He was nearing Collingswood exit and was struck in the rear. But as a result, he believed he injured his back, neck, shoulder, and leg, left leg, and went to work net the same day. Period had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of 4 or 5 herniated vertebrae in his neck. Period he did not undergo any surgery in this matter and completed his course of treatment in 2019. Period. New paragraph. Records show Mr. Pabon received an order approving settlement on 2/13/20 in the amount of 20% partial total, but this was due to the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of a multiple herniated disc and cervical spine, common sprain and strain radiculitis in the lumbar spine, apportioned 15% to the cervical spine and 5% of the lumbar spine. Apparently he then reopened his claim. And answers to interrogatories appeared to indicate he had not seen any physicians since the last entry of a ward. Period. He had been working light duty at TRICARE, T-R-I-C-A-R-E, medical transport. Period. He complained that sitting too long, standing too long, driving too long increases his pain level. Period. It gets harder to get in a comfortable position. Period. Paragraph. On 4/30/19, he was seen by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. Period. He offered a long list of diagnoses, including chronic post-traumatic cervical and lumbar sprain and strain, herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 that were positive on MRI, bulging cervical disc at C3-4, cervical radiculitis, lumbar radiculitis, post-traumatic left shoulder strain and sprain, post-traumatic impingement syndrome, chronic post-traumatic rotator cuff tendinopathy to the left shoulder. Period. He offered levels of impairment to the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed multiple abrasions about the left shoulder and the dorsal aspect of his left hand. Pretty states he does this by scratching himself at night. Period. Passive range of motion of the left shoulder was guarded to 65 degrees of abduction, 120 degrees of flexion, and 50, scratch that, and 120 degrees of flexion. Period. These were all associated with complaints of tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L1 and on the left at waist level. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was unwilling to participate in provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Spine cervical, active flexion was 40 degrees, extension variable between 20 and 45 degrees, rotation right 50 degrees and left 30 degrees, side bending right 30 degrees and left 20 degrees. Pretty was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Lumbar, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. but actively flexed to 65 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period by a lateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully. Period. He was tended to palpation about the left greater trochanter, coma, right sacroiliac joint coma, and the left paravertebral muscles in the absence of spasm, but not on their counterparts. Period. Supine scratch that. There was no tenderness of palpation about either sciatic, not iliac crest, or spinous process. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. He had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. 1-2-9-18. Gabriel Pabon was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident, as marked on my prior report. Period. Since seen here, he received an order approving settlement. Period. He then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to Dr. Weiss on 4-30-19, who offered impairment to various body parts. Period. I actually put this in bold. His report was actually before the order approving settlement. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Pabon found he had guarded range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. He had variable decreased range of motion about the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative or clinically significant. Disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as before, as underlined.